And lastly, in this section, I'm going to do one about global warming, and it's called hot air. And that's what we hear far too much of from politicians. Hot air is about the threat to the environment, obviously caused by carbon dioxide emissions. Hot air. Trains trundle to and fro tired travellers. Stuffed sardines stifle in squalor, while first-cast fat cats with fatter wallets relax remote from the raucous riffraff. 600 hypocritical half-wits howl hot air against applications, altercations arise, irate imprecations, impossible implications. Wind turbines? Not in my backyard. Motorway madness means mollycoddling motorists, sprouching bellicose blasts, bloated back benches, pork on parliamentary privilege, gigantic guffs of hot air. If only nature could be given wings, and the Earth's glacial warming measured in a 5-year term, when the barrier bursts and fetid algal slurry laps around the hems of designer suits and ruins pairs of Jimmy Choos, then, maybe, they might begin to realise. Revolt. Take power for ourselves. We should not have to suffer yet more hot air. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Drew Walton. Very much appreciated. And we hope you're enjoying the broadcast so far. And we're now going to have a little interval with something or other.
Beware, vision.
Hello.